I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
We've got rain in the forecast, wind in the forecast, and how did our hockey team do last night? Give me something good. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we've got rain. We need the rain. There's fires all over the place. So we're going to update your rain forecast for the long weekend. And we've got lots of good stuff to talk about in the Beach House Beach Bunker. And, of course, we've got beach time. We may not have sunny, hot beaches in Manitoba this weekend, but that's okay. We'll have it for you on your device, whatever device you're watching. Welcome into the Beach House Beach Bunker. And guess what? Yesterday, a Manitoba city was the world's hottest city yesterday, scorching at 36.4 degrees Celsius. Boy, you can't say that very often. Our little part of the world, known for its freezing cold, soul-crushing winters, the one day of the year we were the hottest place on the planet Earth. Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, for one day, the hottest city on the planet. Also coming up this morning, hey, one of our Sunseekers is in the movie Nobody 2. The trailer dropped yesterday. We'll watch it together. Bob Odenkirk of Better Call Saul stars in it. I'll tell you the story about a guy who shows up to a job interview and finds that there's no HR department. It's actually AI conducting the job interview. How would you handle a situation like that? And I will have AI do a job interview with me this morning on the show. Of the Menendez brothers, resentenced for their 90s murders. Boy, is there nothing Netflix can't do. Also, breaking news in the world of travel. They are America's most popular airline. They're a budget airline. And up until recently, they were the sweetheart of the skies in the States. Southwest Airlines. They are the airline that our very own WestJet at one time said they modeled themselves after. Great customer service, super low prices. They just started charging for bags, so they kind of ticked some people off. But Southwest Airlines this morning is planning international expansion. We'll be inside where it's warm because here comes the rains. You can see it on the radar. They're coming in from the southwest. All that beautiful green. The rain is coming and we are going to get soaked today, tomorrow, Friday. 60 kilometer an hour winds and cooling temperatures. You'll feel it when you open the door this morning. The opposite of Monday and Tuesday this week when you opened the door and went, whoa, this wall of heat hits you. It's like, what the f-? Oh, is it July? Am I in Mexico? What happened? It's a much different door opening today. You'll be, first off, the door will come flying off the hinges, followed by little sprays of water in your face. Oh, okay. And you'll be like, whoa, shit, I need a jacket. I need a jacket out here. 14 degrees for the high today. And there is risk of thunderstorms, 60 kilometer an hour winds. They will really get going tonight, and so will the rains into Thursday. The Thursday is going to be the big rain day, 5 to 10 millimeters of rain, 10 millimeters of rain on Friday, and cloudy on Saturday. Single digits returns, just 7 degrees on Friday, and Saturday 8. There still is the possibility of some snow overnight, both Friday and into Friday into Saturday and Saturday into Sunday, because the overnight low will be hovering around the freezing mark. Nothing big. I saw some models say 1 to 2 centimeters. I think if there's some snow, it'll just be white on the ground. I think we've dodged that bullet. Would you like your purchase for free? You could get it for free at Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue, just east of Murray GM. Oh, get in there. for your chance to win back your purchase. It happens on the second Wednesday of every month at Headley's Health Hut. Win back your purchase in cash or check. Here's how. With every purchase, fill out a ballot for the draw where you simply win back your money. So it's really simple. Go in, check out the gluten-free treats, the sugar-free treats. They have got vitamins, herbs, local products, gifts, clean beauty, sugar-free, gluten-free snacks. You know that they make life better for Western Manitobans and have for decades. Go see them. Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue. Trusted legal support with a personal touch, specializing in real estate, corporate, and estate law. They're proud to be your legal, your go-to legal advisors. So whether you're buying or selling a home, managing business matters, or planning your estate, their team offers expert guidance with personalized service every step of the way. Clients choose the crew at Epp Law Office for experience, integrity, and dare I say fun. They're a good group. You'll love working with them. 642 18th Street, Uniday, across from the RBC on 18th Street. And everyone loves Ryan Reynolds, and everyone loves the new breakfast hit made the Ryan way at Tim Hortons. 100% Canadian freshly cracked eggs, perfectly scrambled, served up with crispy hash browns, sausage crumble, and creamy chipotle sauce. Try Ryan's signature recipe in a loaded box or wrap. Yes, Ryan Reynolds has come to Tim Hortons. And have it with the Oreo double stuffed ice cap or the strawberry creamy chiller, maybe a strawberry watermelon or peach real fruit quencher. Coffee lovers, how about the rich and smooth caramel toffee cold brew or vanilla ice latte? That's the favorite in our household. The vanilla ice latte. They've also got strawberry frozen lemonade. Gotta love the summer treats at Tim Hortons. With 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin. Place on Earth at 4 p.m. on Tuesday. Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada was officially the hottest place on planet Earth. And it's not very often that we are able to say that. I'm hoping that you can see this. This is a comparison to other cities around the world at 4 o'clock yesterday. With the temperature reaching 36.4 degrees Celsius at Winnipeg James Armstrong Richardson International Airport, the Manitoba capital in Canada was hotter than major global hotspots like Manuga at 36, Riyadh, Dubai was a chilly 34. Kuwait City was 34 yesterday. Houston, Texas, 33. Dallas was 32. It's pretty wild that Dallas and Winnipeg played ice hockey yesterday. Yet in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, it was hotter than in Dallas, Texas. Phoenix was 31. Havana, Cuba was 30. Oh, poor Havana. So chilly compared to what we have up here. Hong Kong was 25. Rio de Janeiro, which is a lot of times, it's our beach camp. It's beautiful beaches. Rio de Janeiro, Copacabana, just 23 degrees Celsius for the high yesterday, as Winnipeg baked at 36. Las Vegas, you know of anybody in Vegas? 22, which you know is cool for Vegas. Unfortunately, it did not last forever. But I'm just going to take a moment and just bask in the glory. You're at the top of the temperature charts, your number one for one day. Now that all falls by the wayside. Eric Menendez and Lyle Menendez, who were previously serving life sentences without eligibility for parole for the 1989 murders of their parents, were officially resentenced in a hearing yesterday. Have you given the documentaries on Netflix a whirl yet? They are quite good. And we thought that maybe they would be out by Christmas. That did not happen. But yesterday, they were resentenced, and it looks as if they are going to be walking free. Remember that case in the 90s? It was around the same time as the O.J. Simpson trial.
But they will not be released as of now. We, of course, have been following this case for many years, from initially when they first were charged with killing their parents, and then in recent years as they seem to have a prosecutor who was somewhat in their favor, saying that they had done their time, that they should be released. There were multiple documentaries and series that played out, a lot of popularity in particular on Netflix, a lot of interest over the decades about these two brothers and the relationship that they had with their parents, ultimately causing them to kill their parents in their home in Los Angeles. We are going to go to Matt Gutman now, who's been following this case from the very beginning. Matt, quite a development.
I had no idea you could like totally resentence somebody.
An incredible development, Lindsay, especially given the headwinds that the brothers and their attorney, Mark Garagos, and the team has faced over the past 6 months, from newly elected DA Nathan Hochman, who basically from the start said he would consider this case. He had inherited it from George Gascon, his predecessor, who had recommended that resentencing, which you just mentioned, 50 years to life. He didn't say, Gascon didn't say back then, they should be out now. He said they should get out. They should be given a chance to parole. And that's what the judge found today. But I just want to give you a sense of what we just saw in court. There are no cameras in court. It's pad and paper only, so we can't even send emails to people. So we're watching this. We're sitting in court, and the pace is starting to pick up this afternoon, and it became evident about a couple of hours ago that they might be able to finish the proceedings today. It was supposed to be a two-day hearing, and it wasn't clear if Mark Garagos, the defense attorney, would put Lyle and Eric Menendez on the stand, have them read a statement to the court, and he only did that after the judge agreed to resentence them. And so there was this big commotion in court as we're about to hear their statements, and they read statements for about 15 minutes each. Incredibly powerful, essentially admitting, Lindsay, every lie, taking full responsibility for the murder, saying that were unjustified, that they robbed their parents of their lives, that they feel permanent shame, that nothing is going to heal the wounds that they inflicted on, obviously, their parents, but also their family members and on themselves. And the repercussions of that are life-lasting. So they did exactly what DA Nathan Hochman has been asking for throughout, which is admitting to all of the things, to lying about being on the stand afterwards and concocting stories. And everything, the entire litany of what DA Nathan Hochman had asked them to do, they essentially did on the stand. And many of their family members were weeping. You could hear the sniffling in court. It was a very, very dramatic moment. The lawyers from both sides and the judge sat there rapt as they watched that video feed of those two men reading these statements for the first time. And it's really the first time we've heard them in court since their conviction in 1996. So it was a pretty momentous moment in the history of this extremely long case. I'm going to preempt the question you're going to ask next. What does this mean, 50 years to life? It means they get a chance to go before a parole board. But before they do that, they will have a hearing for clemency, which will also appear at the parole board on June 13th. And then the governor, Gavin Newsom, at some point has the choice of what to do here. Now, the discretion of what happens to the Menendez brothers largely, Lindsay, rests with Governor Newsom.
There was a lot of abuse that happened in the household, and they had attempted to bring that to light and make that part of the case. And it was the 90s. It was a totally different time. I mean, I remember when that happened. I remember when it happened, and it sounded like they were two spoiled brats who killed their parents to take their money. They're very well off, and they were out living a lavish lifestyle, buying cars, buying stuff, and they did that as part of it. So, you know, at the time, everyone's like, these are two spoiled brats who, that many years later, when you get a documentary like that and a groundswell of public support, and it's my prediction Gavin Newsom is going to give them a parole, they're going to be released, it's going to be a big deal, and it's going to have other people who are serving time behind bars going, hey, can somebody do a documentary on me? That's what I'd be doing. Well, hey, it happened for Steve Vogelsang. Look at that guy. getting set for some rodeo action this summer. You're going to want to check out the PRAC Rodeo June 6th and 7th. The big car and bike shows June 27th and 28th. Thomas Carnival's back on the property. Yes, the rides, the cotton candy, the corn dogs, and more July 2nd through 6th. And three big concerts, two epic outdoor concerts, and one unforgettable fall show. Tracy Bird in November, Lil Jon in August, and Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts in July. From top-tier entertainment to comfy accommodations, a water park, and Canadian Apar for Players Club members. Ask for details about that, okay? SkyDancerCasino.com, where the sky's the limit. Leon's Furniture Superstore at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Spring into comfort sale continues, and the best part of all, you can walk in the store and find something that you love. Simply ask about not paying until 2027. What other store can you do that? Walk in, don't pay for a couple of years, and 0% interest. No monthly payments. Check the details at leons.ca. Also ask about free local delivery when you do make that big purchase. And Sunrise Credit Union with 19 branch locations to serve you. Once again, congratulations to the grand prize winner of the Our Manitoba Photo Contest. If you missed this from earlier this week, Dylan was the winner of the contest. Here is his picture. How fitting is this? We've got dark clouds on the horizon for us today. And Dylan Berthollet, Napinka, Manitoba. Beautiful shot of the train in front of the grain elevator there with a beautiful field and grain elevator top picture. He gets a $500 term deposit and a 16 by 24 canvas print of his photo, which will be featured in the Sunrise Credit Union 2026 calendar. Now, there are 12 other finalists that will also be featured in the calendar. Congratulations to everyone who took part. And you can take a look at the gallery for yourself and, of course, for all your financial needs. Visit our friends at sunrisecu.mb.ca. So the Southwest Airlines is the sweetheart of the airline business in the States. If you're a budget flyer, there is really no one cheaper. And the thing is that it's not cheap flying. They have good customer service. They've got friendly staff. And up until recently, when they joined the rest of the club and started charging for the bags, used to get bags for free. But yesterday, they caused a stir in the travel business. This extends to Canada because they've put in a request for approval for international expansion. They have applied to the Department of Transportation in the United States to serve any country that has open skies with the United States, Europe, Latin America, Asia, Africa, and yes, Canada. Could you imagine Southwest Airlines coming to Canada? These were the people that where you could do like flights $49. However, at 1 mile at a time, that's the website that we're getting this this detailed information from. There is some skepticism. I wouldn't be surprised to see Southwest increasingly pursue more international flying within the Americas, which makes sense. We're right next door. However, it's not a great time to add service to Canada, but maybe that could happen in the future. And by that, he is meaning that because, you know, there's a lot of people not traveling to the U.S. right now. So it wouldn't be a great time for expansion, which is kind of sad because this would really fire up competition and make airfares cheaper. But as we've mentioned on this show before, it comes with so many challenges. Given the operating cost disadvantage of operating businesses in Canada, high airport government taxes and fees, and oh my gosh, don't we know it? Hopefully Southwest can pull it off, and if they do, hopefully they bring their low prices with them. Or will it be a Target situation? Oh, yay, we got Target! Because that's what happened with Target. And for those that don't know, Target came to Canada one time, didn't do their homework on the high taxes and high cost of business, and then when they put stuff out on store shelves, people didn't go to Target. And then Target left. They folded up and left town. It was not a good time. Let's check out the trailer. Without further ado, the movie Nobody 2. This was filmed in Winnipeg, and the movie itself is going to be in theaters August the 15th. Stars Bob Odenkirk of Better Call Saul fame.
I've come to terms with the fact that you don't have an average job.
You guys having fun at the convention?
But we haven't seen you in months.
What happened to your eye?
Somebody fouled me at the game.
What game?
The one you missed.
And summer break's just a few days away.
We should do something. Strictly family time.
Come on, kids. It can be an adventure.
Nice. Oh, I like it.
Let's do this.
Oh, I love this. From summer vacation.
I am just so happy that we're all together.
Hey, city boy.
Hey.
Get out of here.
So did they set up that midway at Winnipeg Beach?
I understand protecting your sister, but there are other ways to handle things.
I left my phone.
Hutch, no!
Well, I like your way better.
What the hell, Hutch? On our first day?
I think I stumbled into something.
You're vacationing in an old bootlegging route. Full of drugs, crooked cops, and one woman.
Hey, Quentin usually plays a bad guy, so it's probably coming up.
Family there, did you?
Yeah.
You wanted to de-escalate the situation.
De-escalate. No escalating.
That's in Winnipeg.
I'm not gonna fight you. I'm here on vacation.
Find this nobody. Scorched earth.
I just want a break.
Is that Sharon Stone?
There's no way you were just some family man.
We all have different sides.
Now, this could be the biggest movie of the summer.
But most of all, you're a dad.
The first movie was huge.
Go fix this shit.
You know what I wish is I wish that they would like have a documentary film crew follow them around when they make local movies like this. You cannot tell. Oh, I love it. This was a huge hit for the first one. So this is going to be a massive movie. It comes with a built-in audience. August the 15th is opening Friday for that movie, filmed entirely in Manitoba. I wish that they, when they make a movie like that, that they'd have a documentary film crew follow them around, because unless I told you that that was filmed in our area, you'd have no idea. It's just so well done. There's a lot of people involved to make this happen. And this could be the last major motion picture filmed in our area because of the Trump tariffs on movies. Goes without saying that it's Manitoba is a cheap place to film movies. It is a tenth of the cost of filming in most other U.S. locations, especially Southern California, which is incredibly expensive, which is sad. Look how good we look. We look fantastic. Manitoba, star in some Bob Odenkirk movie. Next up at the Elkhorn is, of course, Long Weekend. And Friday and Saturday at the Elkhorn Resort, Clarcio Nordic Spa. Kickoff May Long Weekend at Buffalo Bar with live music from Dan Kristoff. We've got a tarot card reading in the month of May. You want to know the future? Then you're going to want to take in tarot card reading. The Oracle card reader, Char Wilcox, is at the Elkhorn Wednesday, May the 21st, from 11 until in the morning till 7 in the evening. So basically all day long. Check out all the activities. Lodging, family vacation packages, and more at elkhornresort.mb.ca. At Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here for all your long weekend supplies, all those great snacks you're going to be enjoying, to maybe some pizza to pop in the oven, or maybe you're going to be popping some meat into the air fryer instead of the barbecue. Keep in mind, Co-ops of Westman have all the treats for your May long weekend supplies. Doing some camping, make sure you stop for a fill-up at the Co-ops of Westman gas bars across southwestern Manitoba, or maybe a May long weekend renovation is in the works. Maybe be painting inside this weekend. Check out Co-ops of Westman Hardware Centers as well. You're at home here with your local Co-ops of Westman, Heritage, Pemeda, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. This might be a good weekend for a test drive. It'll be a little bit soggy, but nevertheless, You'll be running around in this beautiful EV answering, getting all your questions answered with the friendly staff at Murray GM in Brandon, 1500 Richmond Avenue. They'll take care of all those questions for you because they put you in charge when it comes to making that decision to save on fuel costs, take advantage of tax incentives, or have a vehicle with much lower maintenance. I mean, there's no oil changes in these things. 1500 Richmond Avenue, Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray GM in Brandon. Concert ticket economics. Somebody has actually done the math. I've often wondered this because, you know, when you go to a concert, I'm thinking about how much these artists have to work on stage. Somebody's actually broken it down. Think about the last concert you went to. Most times you're going to catch one or two of their biggest songs. And so if you're buying a concert ticket for what, $100, $150, $200, and you're only there for two songs, essentially you've paid like $75 a song. Lana Del Rey leads as the priciest concert performer at $16 per song, while Charlie XCX tops the per minute cost. So when you're at his show, it's costing you $3.55 per minute. Oasis generates the most revenue per song. For every song that they play at an Oasis concert, they make $800,000. Every concert Oasis does. Now, Oasis is not the biggest band on earth, but I'll tell you, they make fantastic bank. Every concert, they make $17 million. Budget-conscious fans get the best value from Ed Sheeran. Oh, he's the Tyler Glenn of the music business. Good and cheap. 91 cents per minute. And Usher was $3.76 per song. So obviously there's some math involved because their songs performed, the average show length, the average ticket price, gross per show, cost per song, and cost per minute that you're in the arena. The average ticket price to an Ed Sheeran concert is $115. Cost per song, $4.79. You're paying 91 cents per minute to sit in the stands. That is not bad. Best value in concerts, actually. Lady Gaga, Beyonce, both $14 a song. Lainey Wilson's $12 a song. So is Billie Eilish, Coldplay, Sabrina Carpenter. Bad Bunny's $10 a song. Shakira's $10. AC/DC, $9 a song. That is good value right there. Who is the most expensive for just sitting there? Cost per minute. Charlie XCX at $3.55 just for sitting there. Music or no music. Followed by Beyonce at $3.30. And then Billie Eilish at $3. Just $3 a minute. Even when you're going pee, you're paying $3 a minute at a Billie Eilish concert. Guy who showed up at his job interview and there was no person there to do the job interview. That is awesome. It's just a robot. Only to be interviewed by AI. Leo Humphreys recorded some of his experience being interviewed by a glitchy AI in a video last week. Oh, let's see if we can pull it up.
I am so excited to talk to you and get to know more about you. For our first question, let's circle back. Tell me about a time when. When, let's.
I think the internet's breaking up or something.
Tell me about a time when. When, let's. Let's circle back. Tell me about a time when. Let's circle back. Tell me about a time when. Let's circle back. Tell me about a time when. When, let's. When, let's. Let's circle back. Tell me about a time when. When, let's. Let's.
I feel so bad for this guy. He took the initiative to put a tie on and a suit on, and he's at the interview, and it's being done by somebody who's not even there. I need to practice for a job interview, okay?
I'd love to help. What's the job?
Actually, for a plumber. And I've always wanted to be a plumber, and I've got an interview tomorrow, so I need you to pretend you're the HR person, and you're going to do the interview for me. Can you help me out with that? I can get some practice in.
That's awesome. I'd be happy to help. Let's get started.
Okay.
Imagine we're in a conference room. I'll ask you questions, and you respond as if you were in a real interview.
I appreciate
that. Ready?
Yes.
So
yes.
Tell me, why do you want to be a plumber?
I like to solve problems dealing with poop and pee. I've been fascinated by pee and poop, and plumbers deal with that. So I think I'd be good at that. I'm good at shoveling poo, and so I think I'd be good at fixing poo.
That's unique. So you're saying you're interested in the waste management side of plumbing?
Should I be saying that instead of playing in poo?
Yeah, maybe waste management sounds better. Don't think playing in poo will impress the boss.
Okay, good point. Thank you. I appreciate that. Ask another question then.
What makes you think you're qualified to be a plumber?
My plumber's crack, and I've practiced it. I'm sure that people will enjoy seeing it.
I think you might want to focus on your actual plumbing skills, not your crack. That's not exactly a qualification.
Oh.
Can you tell me about any relevant experience or training you have?
I one time got hair out of the sink for my daughter and my wife, which appears to happen an awful lot. But I've both clogged a toilet and then I've managed to unclog the toilet afterwards.
Unplugging toilets is a valuable skill. But can you handle more complex plumbing issues, like fixing a leaky pipe or installing a new faucet? Can you tell me if you've ever actually fixed a leaky pipe before?
I usually just use tape.
Tape isn't always the best solution. Mm. But hey, I'm a fitness trainer, not a plumber.
Oh, you're a fitness trainer.
Let's talk about something else.
Oh, you want to change the subject. So before we change the subject, though, just should I maybe cancel this job interview?
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. You don't seem quite qualified for the job. But don't worry, I'm sure you'll find something that's a better fit. So how about we grab a burger and talk about something more fun?
How are we going to grab a burger? And I have plumber's crack. That's a winner.
Are you really proud of that plumber's crack thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know it, sister.
I think you might be overestimating the appeal of plumber's crack. Anyway, enough about that. I was just thinking, want to come over and swim off some calories with me instead?
Oh, you're hitting on me again. Oh my God, it's making me flustered.
No. I'm just being friendly. So how's your day going, really?
You're flirting with me. You love me.
I think we got a little carried away. As your friend, I care about you, but let's just chill and
have a normal... Okay, we're going to cut her off. It's getting too hot in here. You know who will take care of your hail problems? Auto Fashion. From minor dents to a full showroom shine, Auto Fashion has you covered. Paintless dent repair, window tinting, interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coating and paint protection and more. Again, if you get hail, remember our friends at Auto Fashion. MPI SGI accredited at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. Kuiper's Family Bakery. In this rainy weather, treat yourself to a delicious cinnamon bun. Get one with the cottage cheese. Get one with the cream cheese on it. Oh, it's so delicious. Or maybe a pizza bun or two. Carbs make you feel good. And boy, they are the king of carbs at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Delectable baked goodies at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. And when it's time for an oil change, you know where to go. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, where they make a donation to the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you go to get your oil change. So go see them today. Pull up to those doors, in and out, lickety-split, Certified Service Express at Murray's. Before I get into this, you know, psychics are, and tarot card readers, they are fantastic entertainment, and they'll tell you that. This is for entertainment purposes only, and they're never that expensive. So obviously, these two gentlemen got into some kind of con job somewhere. They were conned out of cash, and if I was a betting man, it probably had to do with love somewhere around the line.
People believe in the power of psychics and visit with them for palm readings and spiritual guidance.
But if a psychic makes unrealistic promises and asks for a lot of money, that should be a red flag that something isn't right.
Before I proceed, I can tell you about your relative on the other side, but first give me $5 million. Yeah, that might be a red flag.
Thanks, Nathan and Michelle. We had a story 3 months ago about a woman who gave a psychic more than $50,000 following our report. We heard from other people who also gave psychics large amounts of money.
It's a trap.
Joanne Whalen went to a psychic who promised her she could make a man at the gym fall in love with her. It started with $500, but eventually she handed over more than $50,000. The love connection.
Sorry, hang on a second. She handed over $50,000 to get a guy to a psychic who said that that she would help get the guy. Holy crap.
Never did happen.
Yeah,
I
no
said to her, why isn't anything happening for me? All I'm doing is paying you money.
When we did the story, the psychic said she would give Waylon her money back, but she didn't.
I was so trapped in it mentally.
We also heard from a man named Ray who asked us not to identify him. His wife had died and he started online dating. He went to a psychic to find out if a woman he met would be a good match.
He was telling me the girl likes you very much.
The psychic said he could make the woman fall madly in love with him.
The girl loves you more. It's like that.
If you give $12,000.
Yeah.
Ray married the woman, but they immediately had problems. The psychic said he could repair the relationship for more money.
They told you they'd fix your marriage.
Yeah.
And did they fix your marriage?
No.
Ray gave three psychics $75,000.
Oh.
Another man, HJ, also asked us not to show his identity. A psychic told him he was controlled by demons.
That whatever demon was in me or my family would be removed.
The psychic kept asking for more money, and HJ was told if he paid it, the demons would be purged and he would win a huge jackpot.
He did some prayers, he said. And then what he did is he said, oh, you're a lucky man. You can win the lottery and all that.
In the end, HJ gave the psychic $80,000.
Oh. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. I feel like an idiot. Total idiot. I let this thing happen to me.
They're really like any other type of fraud. They're targeting vulnerabilities.
Detective David Coffey says psychic frauds are not always reported, and there's no guarantee victims will have their money returned. But he says charging large amounts of money and making unrealistic claims is illegal.
The criminal code's quite clear, though. Fraud is when somebody uses deception to defraud another person.
Both Ray and HJ say giving away so much money has ruined their finances, and they're not sure how they'll recover.
Oh, my God. I feel awful for these people. That is insane. So two guys, $150,000. They're going to tell you that you got some fun stuff in your future, or maybe a cousin says hi from the other side. That's how it's supposed to go. I am in the wrong business. Okay, Sunseekers, we are changing the show. We are no longer at the beach. We are surrounded by spirits. Send me money in denominations of $50,000, please. And I will fix everything. Look into my eyes. I will fix everything. No, no, no. Don't ask questions. I'll give you my email. Just e-transfer me $50,000. I will take care of all of your problems. It has been a delightful hump day Wednesday. Hope you have an amazing day, and we'll have lots to talk about tomorrow in the Department of Good Things, okay? Let's do it. Get out there, make today great, even though it's going to be rainy. Oh, things are going to be greened up for us next week. It's going to be fantastic. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.